Blog Talk Radio.
Woo! Bring 'em out, bring 'em out, bring 'em out, bring 'em out. It's hard to yell when the barrel's in your mouth. Woo! Bring 'em out, bring 'em out. Bring 'em out, bring 'em out. Bring 'em out, bring 'em out. Bring 'em out, bring 'em out.
Welcome to Truth for Youth Talkin' All Grown Up with your hosts, Miss Sherry, and co-hosts, Miss Shalonda and Dominique.
Welcome to Faces of Success Radio 101 FM, Truth for Youth Talkin' All Grown Up. I'm Miss Sherry, and I'm so excited to be back on the air. I usually would introduce my daughter Tiffany as my co-host, but she is not with me anymore. But I'm so excited to say I don't have just one co-host, I have two co-hosts now. So I'd like to introduce my co-host, Shalonda.
Hey, how you doing?
And my co-host, Dominique.
Hey, y'all.
Now, we met like 4 months ago, and I just got a LinkedIn message from Shalonda. Actually, it wasn't a message. It was a post that you posted.
Uh-huh.
And I responded to the post.
Right, right.
And it was about her business, Star Girls, and my business is All Grown Up. And you all know about All Grown Up from me being on the show before. And it's about educating girls on puberty. So, Shalonda, why don't you tell a little bit about Star Girls and how All Grown Up happened to fit with Star Girls?
Well, first, Miss Sherry, who would have known that LinkedIn would have linked us together, right?
Right.
So... I remember when I was just sitting there and I was like, I don't know what to do. And I got on LinkedIn, and I'm never on LinkedIn. I ended up messaging you because I seen your kit and I was actually interested in knowing a little bit more about it. When I emailed you, I didn't think you would really respond, but I knew that your kit would be a great workshop thing for my organization, Star Girls Empowerment, and just helping the girls understand puberty and their body image. So contacting you and us just being business partners to friendships, mm-hmm. This has been an amazing experience for me.
Yes, I'm so excited. And then we also have Dominique that's on the show. And I had done some work with Dominique. I think it was about 3 or 4 years ago.
About five.
5 years ago? Well,
wow.
All I know is you was pregnant.
Right.
And it was hot. Yeah, it was hot. But we had done some work. And we done some work with, it was Family First.
Family First.
And I needed someone to help these young kids in there with their hair. There were boys and girls.
Right.
And we needed someone to come in and do their hair because school was starting. So, Dominique, why don't you share how we became business partners?
So, Miss Sherry and I became business partners through DJ and some of his connections and some of the people that he knew. They referred me to Miss Sherry to help her out with the Families First. And so I assisted her in doing some hair for the kids. And we just started sharing ideas and visions. And Miss Sherry's heart was as big as mine was. And so connecting on a volunteer basis is what began our newfound friendship. And then we fell off and went off and did our own thing. And then 5 years later, I did the same thing Shalonda's doing. I was starting my honeycomb business, and I was reaching out to the people that I knew and building back up the connections. And Miss Sherry had her All Grown Up, and I thought that that would be a great thing to connect with honeycomb as we do transformation through hair. And it just went from there, and it turned into a brand new partnership with Miss Shalonda, Miss Sherry, and
yes.
This has turned into something that we didn't even think would be possible.
Yeah, yes, it has. And you all know who DJ is. She mentioned DJ. That's my son, DJ Williams, that played for the Denver Broncos, linebacker number 55. You know, always have to get a shout out for that. But yeah, and that's how we became, the threesome, I'd say, or the triangle,
right.
But
yeah.
That's how we became that, and so now we're doing something that's really big. We're doing a summit that's August 27th, and it's called the Bling Summit, and I'm going to let Shalonda tell you more about that, because that's really how we all came together with her vision on the summit.
Well, Bling, are you ready to shine? Bling is all about an empowerment workshop for young girls entering 5th through 12th grade, and it's pretty much focusing on the key things or the key tools to help them bling this school year. Bling will stand for bullying, leadership, image, a new you, and goal setting. Those are the tools that I believe will help a child success in school and throughout their life, not just through school. But yeah, so we're going to put together this Bling Back to School event, which will be August the 27th, sponsored by the Salvation Army of Aurora, as well as All Grown Up.
Yes.
As well as Honeycomb.
Honeycomb in the building.
And Stargirls Empowerment. Together, we are going to be successful in this workshop. We're calling all young ladies. If you're interested, please hit us up at empowerme@stargirlsempower.org. That's empowerme@stargirls.org.
So I am so excited to be on Faces of Success again. I mean, it's been like 2 years, I think, the last time I did the show. But our topic today is an 11-year-old kidpreneur. So we're going to be talking to her in a few minutes about how she become her own business owner with a natural soap line. I believe that's what she created. So when we come back, we're going to take a break. And when we come back, we're going to have Joy Mays on the line. And she's going to tell us how she became a kidpreneur.
Wow.
Parents and teens in the Denver, Colorado area, would you like to invest in your daughter's success? Interested in investing in her right now for a stronger future? Well, contact Star Girl Empowerment today and learn more about this exciting organization. Girls run the world.
What's good? What's poppin'? What's Gucci? It's your girl, Nye. Tune in to my show, Nye Airways, live every Friday from 5 to 7. Laugh, live, and get into the now from the people's perspective. Sponsored by Faces of Success Radio.
When a young girl's body begins to change, it can be a scary and confusing experience. Introducing All Grown Up, the first period kit. All Grown Up has everything a young girl needs to prepare and understand their periods. This new kit contains everything you need for your first period. It includes a carrying case, calendar, and a helpful information pamphlet. Plus, it even has tampons, clean carry pants, clean underwear, heating pads, wipes, soap, spray, and sanitizer. The compact kit can be taken almost anywhere. Now the young girl in your life will feel confident and prepared when they have all grown up.
Bring them out, bring them out, bring them out. Okay, so welcome back. It's Dominique with Honeycomb. We're here on Faces of Success Radio 101.1 FM, Truth for Youth, talking all grown up. We have with us Joy Mays, the kidpreneur.
Woo!
And we're about to introduce her with some questions. We also have Ms. Shalonda's daughter, Brooklyn, in the building to introduce or to ask Ms. Joy some questions. Say hi.
Hi.
Asking Ms. Joy some questions about what inspired her, her visions, her dreams, and what she does for fun. And we're going to get this a little bit more comfortable for Joy, so we're going to have Brooklyn open up with the first question. And go ahead, Brooke.
Hey, Joy, my name is Brooklyn. What inspired you to start your own business?
Well, I always had trouble with my skin because we're moving all over the U.S., but then Mom taught me how important it is to, then Mom was tricky for my skin. It didn't feel good, so my mom taught me how important it is to go natural.
It's very important to be natural.
Yeah, and she told me I can help, I can make these soaps to help myself and others.
Nice. Yeah, that's true. You can. It's interesting that you chose soap to go into business with. Not many 11-year-olds or even younger kids, you know, it's hard to get them to even take a bath, but just the fact that you have, like, went and did soap, natural soap at that is so amazing, Joy.
Thank you.
So, Toya, what is it that you did as a mom to support? I know I'm kind of putting you on the spot right now, but what is it that you did with Joy to help her get this started as a parent?
Well, like she said, we've been kind of going natural for a while now. The main thing that we noticed with her is that once she gets out of the shower, her skin kind of reacts a little different, and with each environment that we've been in, it's been kind of tricky to find something that would help her not break out from her eczema. So we started researching different ingredients, things, natural things that would help to restore moisture in her skin. And we came up, the first thing to do is you wash before you even put on your lotion or anything else. Wash. So that first thing is what we wanted to go ahead and tackle.
Okay, that's amazing. Because you know, with teenagers and going through puberty, that's a difficult time. But for her to go through that at a younger age due to the traveling, that's just like double, you know, when you're dealing with puberty. So yeah, that's amazing that you came up with some product. What are some of the ingredients that's in the soap that's good for the youth?
Babies are shea butter.
Uh-huh.
Well, all of us, the base of it is the shea butter.
Mm-hmm.
And then she has chocolate and some of them, honey, citrus, real pieces of citrus. What else, Joyce? You got vanilla and some other essential oils, lavender, and even for some of the colored soaps that she's been working with, we don't use dyes. We've been using, for instance, the green, we use spirulina, and then turmeric for an orange color, deep root for a red color. So all of the ingredients are natural, herbal ingredients.
Wow. Now I know you can use, Dominique, you can use some of those products in your hair care stuff.
Yes.
Yeah, that's
definitely.
That sounds good.
Those are all good products to use, hair and skin.
So we have one more question for you, Joy.
Hey, Joy. My mom has me doing all these chores for money, and it's taking me a long time to save money for my T-shirt company. How did you get funded to start your business?
My parents helped me fund my business because they helped me buy all the ingredients I needed and help me make the soap and put it in the mold.
Put it in the mold. Can you explain that a little bit?
Like, after you put all the ingredients into the pan, we get the pan and we pour it inside the mold. There's a little hole in the top that you pour it in. And then when it's done molding, you take it out and out comes your mold.
That sounds nice. So, Joy, I heard you say that your mom and dad supported you in your business and helped fund you. So how important is family support in your business? Are you and your dad real, you, your dad, and your mom, how big is family support in your business being so successful as it is now?
Well, they help me when I need help making the soap.
Mm-hmm.
They all support me in everything I do, and they're always there for me.
So, Joy, this is definitely one of the most inspiring things that I have got to actually encounter and get to speak with the entrepreneur, the kidpreneur of this business. And with this, I know with your age that you're 11 years old, and so it comes with a whole lot of other stuff. So the fact that you started your business and it's become a successful business, what are some of the mistakes that you actually have made, or maybe some of the positives that you can share with the listeners?
Well, I put too much ingredients into my batch, and they didn't turn out right after I took them out of the mold.
So did you waste a lot of material when you did that, or was it just like a test trial?
It was a test trial.
Did it work out right? Did you actually use your test trial?
Yes, I tried it.
Did you like it?
Yes.
See, sometimes some of your mistakes actually become something that you still could utilize.
Yeah.
That's a good thing.
Good thing. Yeah, it is. Because it can get pretty expensive making a bunch of mistakes, but sometimes it can turn out, like Dominique said, to be a good thing. So we have one more question for you.
What do you go do for fun?
Well, I do modeling, horseback riding, reading, swimming, video games, and fishing.
Nice. I like to fish. First thing I caught when I fished for the first time, I caught a stingray, and I couldn't touch it.
I used to do modeling, too, so what kind of modeling did you do?
Fashion modeling.
Yeah, I saw your photo shoot. Those are some beautiful pictures. Well, I actually had another question. because I know that you have a brother, and I just want to know, like, when you're focused and you're trying to stick to your business and be creative and do all of the fun stuff for your business, how do you handle it when he comes in your room or in your space or wherever you're doing business? How do you handle it when he comes in there and starts messing with your stuff? Does he always go in your things and moving stuff around, or does it bother you?
How old is your brother?
He likes to come in my room and he likes to touch on my stuff.
How old is your brother, Joy?
7.
Oh, he's younger.
Oh, yeah, he's always messing with your stuff then.
Does he use your product too, or just you use it?
He uses some of them.
Joy, can you tell us where we can find your products and purchase your products?
My website is mybungalowjoy.com, J-O-I. On Facebook, mybungalowjoy, J-O-I. On Instagram, at joymaze, J-O-I.
And can you repeat that one more time, just in case there were some listeners that tuned in late on Faces of Success Radio 101 FM, Truth For You is talking all grown up. We are here live with Joy Mays, 11-year-old entrepreneur. So can you just share that information with us?
My website is mybundlejoy.com, J-O-I. At Facebook, mybundlejoy, J-O-I. Instagram, at
Joy Mays, J-O-I. All right, y'all. We're here with Joy. Thank you, Joy. We're going to take a break real quick, and when we come back, we're going to make sure that we give you a couple more things from Joy, and we're going to tune out. So just give us a sec. We'll be back.
When a young girl's body begins to change, it can be a scary and confusing experience. Introducing All Grown Up, the first period kit. All Grown Up has everything a young girl needs to prepare and understand their periods. This new kit contains everything you need for your first period. It includes a carrying case, calendar, and a helpful information pamphlet. Plus, it even has tampons, clean carry pants, clean underwear, heating pads, wipes, soap, spray, and sanitizer. The compact kit can be taken almost anywhere. Now the young girl in your life will feel confident and prepared when they have all grown up.
Hey guys, it's your girl Nye. Check out my official debut single, Tough Love, available on iTunes and Google Play. And while you're at it, check out the official video available on YouTube right now. Love you guys. Ops Entertainment.
Parents and teens in the Denver, Colorado area, would you like to invest in your daughter's success? Interested in investing in her right now for a stronger future? Well, contact Start Girl Empowerment today and learn more about this exciting organization. Girls run the world.
Yeah, it's your boy DJ Dan. I got a hip-hop tape show, Faces Success Radio, 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time to 11 p.m. Eastern Time. You already know what it is with me. Got the tape.
You're listening to the Geechee Dan Cool KG Hip Hop Tape Show.
Yeah, it's your boy Geechee Dan. I got a hip hop tape show. Faces Success Radio, 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time to 11 p.m. Eastern Time. You already know what it is with me. Got the tape. Got the tape. Got the tape.
Bring them out, bring them out. Okay, we're back, y'all. It's Dominique. We got Joy Mays, the kidpreneur. We got her dad on the phone, y'all. Say hello to Joe.
Hi, Joe.
Hey, how y'all doing?
All right, so we're finished up the interview with Miss Joy, and we're going to get the opportunity to ask Mr. Joe Mays a couple questions about him and his life and his daughter as well.
So, Joy, I have one more question for you. Is there anything else that you would like to say to our listeners who are listening in and tuning in today?
I learned how to overcome my fears, which meant, like, talking in front of people.
And it's okay, Joy. You know, most people that are entrepreneurs, they're not really too good with talking because they're business-minded, so they're very analytical. So sometimes they don't talk to too many people, and they don't do too well on shows, TV shows, radio shows. So don't feel like it's anything that is unusual. You're supposed to feel that way. So that's a good thing that you've overcome those fears at a young age to be able to talk to people on shows and TV shows and radio shows. That's a really good thing, Joy.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Yeah, because myself, Miss Sherry, if it wasn't for this radio show, I would have problems actually doing my All Grown Up class, because doing this on the radio, nobody could see me. So I could say what I want to and look how I want to, and it's a lot easier doing it this way. So we would love, love to have you on the show again, because if this is something that you want to do, and eventually you're going to have to speak to people and do things like that, and this show will definitely build your confidence. This show is a platform for youth to come on here, talk about whatever you want to talk about. It doesn't matter what it is. And we're not going to judge you. We're not going to say anything, but we're going to give you this space so you can be Joy, so you can be yourself. So we would love, love to have you back on the show. Would that be okay?
Yeah.
Okay, well, thank you so much for being on the show, Joy. We really appreciate it. But before we go, we're going to ask Mr. Joe May some questions.
All right, I'm ready.
Well, I just want to know, how does it feel to be home?
See, the thing is, I thought I heard old because I just had a birthday and I just turned 31, so I was feeling like I was old for a little bit.
Oh, okay. Oh. Happy birthday.
Thank you. But being home, it's been amazing. Just to, you know, have the opportunity to be around my family, be around Joy while she's doing this business. It's been amazing. It's been something that you can never, ever take for granted, and I just enjoy every single moment of it.
That's awesome. That's good. Well, I'm so glad that you're home and you're not all broken up and, you know, you got your head on right and all that, because you know the stories. You know the stories.
Oh, yeah. You know what? I love the game. I love the game of football. But at the end of the day, family is a lot more important. And, you know, I wouldn't trade this time that I've had with my family for anything else.
Yeah.
And no, just the simple fact that I can be here being with my little girl while she's doing her first interview, I was actually kind of nervous for her. But it's been great. I think she handled it pretty well. But the next time she comes on the show, I'm definitely going to give her some pointers so she can be a little more open.
Yeah, because you know how to do interviews. You're the best person to show her how to do this, all the interviews that you had to do in the NFL. So why don't you just tell the listeners a little bit about yourself as far as what teams you played for and how we became friends. And we've done a little bit of business, too, back in the day on that Christmas thing that we did for that family.
Yeah.
So why don't you just share that, and then I won't take up too much more of your family time.
All right. Well, you know, I played 8 years in the league so far. I started out in Philly. I was drafted there in 2008. Played 2 years there, and then I was drafted out in Denver in 2010, which is where, you know, I met you and your son DJ. You know, we played together for 3 years.
Uh-huh.
And I went from there, and I ended up signing with Houston in 2013. Played in Houston 4 years, signed in Kansas City the very next year. Played there for a year, and then I played in San Diego last year. So, you know what, it's been a long ride. Like Joy was saying earlier, a ton of traveling. We've been a lot of places. But, you know, just with everything that we've done, we've always, you know, made sure that family was the most important thing. And I never really let the job, you know, make me who I am, because I know who I have at home and I know what I have to do for my family.
That's amazing. That's news, Joe.
I love that.
Yeah, but we definitely did some things back in the day. We helped out at the school with the Christmas gifts and stuff like that, helping the people out. And you know, I'm ready to do something else whenever you're ready.
What? Don't say that, because you know, we just partnered with Salvation Army, and that's big. So we're doing a lot. Our calendar so far is booked till December, and the radio show we do once a week. But we're doing like etiquette dinners, and we're doing
summits.
Mm-hmm. We're doing camps all throughout Colorado, so I'd love to have you here. And Dominique has some stuff going on with boys, and I still have my nonprofit, too, that we do, the Home Team Closet. But Dominique has some things, too, that she wanted to ask you a question about.
So, Mr. Joe, how you doing?
I'm good. How about yourself?
I'm doing great. We are doing this, obviously, is Truth for Youth, talking all grown up. So it's good to have the kids on the show, and it's good to have the adults on the show. And so we would love to see if we can have you come back and just interview you so that you can give the kids some pointers and some inspiration to maybe achieving the dreams and getting to the position that you are in right now.
Oh, absolutely. I would definitely do that with no problem because, you know, the kids, they're our future.
Exactly.
Yeah. They're the future of how the U.S. is going to be. So, you know, I would definitely give them some pointers. Just give them little things that would inspire them not to only play football, but to just do anything that they want to do in life.
Yeah.
Like, you know, with my daughter, you know, it's really important that, you know, I'm in her life and I'm able to support her. And it's pretty cool with Joy being a baseball growing up as well. So, I'm very, very, very excited about that.
Yes. Well, I'm not going to just give you all the spotlight because you already had it enough anyway. But I'm going to talk to Miss Mays because Miss Mays is amazing.
Amen.
And this is
Shout
Faces
out to
of
the mom.
Success Radio 101 FM, Truth for Youth, talking all grown up. And earlier we interviewed Joy Mays, which was the 11-year-old entrepreneur. But we also have her parents on the line to give us a little more information about how they got started with Joy and how everything going, but I know Miss Mays had a clothesline, a kids' clothesline. I participated with Miss Mays on an event with the Broncos. It was Bronco wives and girlfriends, but I didn't have a husband on the team, so I was the Bronco mama in the fashion show. So I just want to talk to Joy a little bit, Toya a little bit. And so she can talk about her clothesline. How you doing, Miss Mays?
Hey, Terry.
Hey, I got Dominique and Shalonda on the line. You've already heard
them. Hey, Miss Mays.
Hey, how are you guys?
We're doing good.
So why don't you share
good,
a
good.
Little bit about your clothesline that you had, or if you still have it.
I don't. It was the kids' clothing line back in the day that I had. But then, Cherry, we did that event over at Macy's, and I just looked at those photos where I styled the girlfriends and mom.
Yeah.
And we did a photo shoot there in our orange and blue.
Yeah.
We don't have the kids' clothing line anymore, but I've since expressed myself artistically in other ways, doing interior design, and now I'm actually designing a spa that we're opening here in Kansas City.
Wow.
So I've been busy.
We'll keep you in mind for the interior design.
Yes, please.
Do you have a website that people can go to do you have a contact information that you could share with listeners? Maybe they can look at some of your work?
Yes, interior53.com. 53 comes from a man over here, Joe Mays.
All right, keep it in the family now.
that's the interior design website, interior53.com.
Love it.
So y'all got a good family affair going on over there. That's how you do it. You build your business from inside out.
I love that family support.
Yes. That's what we're trying to teach our kids. And actually, Joy Soap Company kind of falls right in line with what we're doing here. We're opening a holistic wellness spa. And so Joy can sell her natural soaps out of our spa and just kind of get a feel for what entrepreneurship is at an early age. It's all about figuring out what you're good at and what you want to do for the rest of your life early so that you can master it early.
Absolutely.
Miss Mays, that's really amazing that you say that because as a mother, well, a stay-at-home mother, and trying to get my daughter to being an entrepreneur as her interest is in being a fashion designer, what tips could you give mothers who want to push their children or their daughters to become entrepreneurs such as your daughter?
Just like I said, finding something that is that doesn't feel like work to do. Something that is fun to them. What's fun to me may not be fun to you, but if you can create something, especially with your hands, and sell it and make it a business, then you got it.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah. Yeah, you have to like what you're doing, and it's really, it's the gift that God gave you, really, and you just have to tap into it and let it grow. So we're so excited to have Joy on the show. Oh, I think we have one more question. Joy, where can people find you at? Are you on Instagram or Facebook or?
I'm on Instagram and Facebook.
Okay, can you give us yours one more time?
My solo Joy is on my website and Facebook, J-O-I, and Instagram is at JoyMayJOI.
Got it. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Well, Faces of Success Radio 101 FM, Truth for Youth Talking All Grown Up. We had the whole Mays family on the show today.
Yes.
And it was so exciting to talk to Joy, Toya, and the top dog, Joe Mays of the family. And it was a great, great opportunity for the listeners out there to learn some tips about how you can become your own business owner. I mean, if an 11-year-old can do it, I mean, some of you grown people, you can get out there and you can do it too. So we just really want to thank Joy for being on the show today.
Thank you so much, Joy.
And we would love We would love to have you again, okay?
Okay.
Okay, well, thank you so much. We really appreciate you. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Mom and Dad, Joe and Toya.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Parents and teens in the Denver, Colorado area, would you like to invest in your daughter's success? Interested in investing in her right now for a stronger future? Well, contact Star Girl Empowerment today and learn more about this exciting organization. Girls Run the World.
What's good? What's poppin'? What's Gucci? It's your girl, Nye. Tune in to my show, Nye Airways, live every Friday from 5 to 7. Laugh, live, and get into the now from the people's perspective. Sponsored by Faces of Success Radio. Hey guys, it's your girl, Nye. Check out my official debut single, Tough Love, available on iTunes and Google Play. And while you're at it, check out the official video available on YouTube right now. Love you guys. Ops Entertainment.
When a young girl's body begins to change, it can be a scary and confusing experience. Introducing All Grown Up, the first period kit. All Grown Up has everything a young girl needs to prepare and understand their periods. This new kit contains everything you need for your first period. It includes a carrying case, calendar, and a helpful information pamphlet. Plus, it even has tampons, clean carry pants, clean underwear, heating pads, wipes, soap, spray, and sanitizer. The compact kit can be taken almost anywhere. Now the young girl in your life will feel confident and prepared when they have all grown up.
Hello, this is Miss Bess, and as an educator, I feel that it's so important to sow into the lives of our youth today. Many of our youngsters are crying out and their voices need to be heard. When I was growing up, I was always told that children should be seen and not heard, but now we're living in a day where not only children will be seen and heard, but they'll do it by any means necessary. With everything that's going on with the Black Lives Matter campaign, it is imperative that we reach one and teach one and sow into the lives of our youth so that our generations can continue to strive and grow and be productive members of our society. But if we continue to stifle them and censor them, we will continue to battle and deal with a lost generation, and that's something that we do not want for our youth. And so, myself being an educator, I find it very important to get to know my students on a personal level. So I'm always asking them, what are some things that they're passionate about? What are their favorite things they like to do? What are some goals and dreams that they have? And if it's within my power,
I will do any and everything to get them the resources and the information that they need. For example, one young lady I know, she sings. I taught her. She was a fifth grader. Now she's in high school, and she loved to sing. So by me being a singer also, I would give her informational handouts on how to take care of the voice, how to properly sing from the diaphragm, and you know, give her tips on how to audition properly and how to develop stage presence. In fact, we would even have talent shows in our class. It was really awesome, and it makes the children you know, take notice. Children are not stupid. They know who really cares about them, and they know who don't. They know who's there to get a check. They know who is there just to pass the time. But, you know, children are very discerning. I would say even more so than adults. And they know when you're playing with them. And so they'll buy what you're selling if it's coming from a truthful place, if it's real, if it's genuine, authentic, and organic. So I do that. You know, I have students that can write, so I would encourage them with poetry books and give them information and handouts on how to write correctly, how to speak correctly. And if I find out about a contest, I encourage them to enter those contests so that they can get that exposure and get that experience that they so desperately need to help those dreams come true. You know, it's a stepping stone. And every little bit helps. And so children need to be told that they are loved, that they are valued, that what they say is counted. This is why the youth don't care about being imprisoned or shot, unfortunately, or even jailed, because, again, they're going to be heard by any means necessary. And we want to channel that into a more positive and productive light. We want them to be heard where lives can remain. We want them to be heard where what they say and do can make a difference to not only them but future generations. We want them to be seen and heard to be trailblazers and trendsetters in such a dark and scary time in our lives. You know, they also need to make their voices be heard if they're over 18 and vote. This will be one of the most important elections historically that they will ever experience. This is not a time to be silent. This is one way that young adults can let their voices be heard, by choosing a candidate that they have researched diligently. And if that particular candidate matches what they're objectives are, then vote for that candidate. Of course, we cannot tell them who to vote for, but they need their vote because the vote is their voice. So I just want to do all that I can as an educator to help them, and I believe that I am making a difference. And my students love me, and I love them as an